Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, folks, and welcome to Visible by Numbers on BBS Radio. So happy to have you join us this evening. This is Allison Bachman, and we have an interesting show tonight talking about numerology and how it can empower you to live a happier, healthier, and more abundant life, so stick around. The lines will be open throughout the show for on-air readings and also to answer your numerology questions. I have a little bit of housekeeping to do as well, but Don told me, I have a caller. Do I have a caller online? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. We already have a caller.
Yes.
Who's this?
My name is Michelle.
Michelle?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Well, hi. How's the weather there?
It's awesome. In the low 70s today. Beautiful sky. It's been gorgeous.
I'm coming over.
I don't blame you. I wish this would last forever.
So, Michelle, did you want me to do a little bit of a reading for you? Is that why you called?
Yes, ma'am. That would be wonderful.
Okay. What I need from you, really, if you could give me your date of birth, that would be a good start.
Okay. 4-8-53.
8-19-53. 4-8-1953. Okay, now what I'm going to just mention now to you and also to everyone that is listening, I can do a pretty good reading just based upon your date of birth.
Mm-hmm.
It gives a great deal of insight into you, but it's not a full reading. It's just kind of basically, a partial reading. And in order to get a full reading, I really need your full name, and we really don't want you to give that on the radio, so this is the best that we can do over the radio.
Okay.
And what I can tell you specifically from just your date of birth is what your life path number is. This helps to identify your natural born talents and abilities. It also sheds light upon where you're going in this lifetime. And I can also talk about your birthday number, which again is talking about specialized talents that you possess. It also sheds light upon the middle years of your life, as well as it does influence your career decisions. Another thing that I can look at just from your date of birth is your challenge numbers, and these things identify the things that your soul chose to work on and overcome in this lifetime. And also, I also look at your pentacles, which are the energy flowing into your life at specific times in your life, and these are catalysts for creating experiences in your life. The pentacles really are areas of opportunity for you to use your energy that you were born with, and I also usually give a personal year reading, which tells what kind of energy your year is this year, okay?
Okay.
So you ready for all that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, super. Let me begin by telling you that your life path is a 3, and the 3 is really a wonderful life path because you have this wonderful creative ability, the ability to express yourself. And usually 3s do really well with words, whether it's through speaking them or writing them. But certainly we could find a 3 that would be interested in any kind of the creative arts, singing, poetry, sculpting, even artistic things, music. 3 is really a kind of a star quality when it comes to expressing and doing things creative and artistically. So you're a very creative individual with a lot of, it really depends on how you yourself personally choose to express yourself. This is where this energy is going to come out. The other thing that I would tell you with this 3 is I don't know if you have prophetic dreams or if you have, connected dreams, and sometimes they might seem very ominous, but 3s usually do get some really prophetic dreams, things that do come true. And you might even have noticed that you see things in pictures in your mind's eye, or that you might get, if you are realizing that you are psychic or if you're working on that, you're going to find that you are more apt to see things visually in your mind's eye or even with your own eyes. This number 2 is about being optimistic and cheerful. So you're the kind of person that people have a tendency to sit next to because your energy is good. You make people feel good. You're good with advice. You're pretty good at helping people and offering advice, but you really don't want to go on for months at that. You know, you kind of like your patience runs a little thin on that, but you're very good with uplifting people, and so you're going to find a lot of people coming around you taking advantage of this wonderful ability that you have. Do you notice this about yourself?
Well, everything you've said so far has been right on.
Yeah.
I totally agree with everything.
Well, I want you to know that the three generally is dark quality. You're the type of person that people are drawn to. When you tell a story, you make it interesting. People love to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
People are just drawn to you. These are the, you know, whenever we see stars on TV, they usually have a lot of three energy because people are very interested in being around you. It feels good to be around you. They enjoy watching you, listening to you. Now, you might have a little bit of suppression with your emotions. And what I'm talking there is you're a pretty easygoing person. You really don't want to muck around in your emotions. Quite often, you don't deal with them. And so, consequently, you can explode like a firecracker from time to time where something that upsets you, you kind of blow up out of the blue. And then 5 minutes later, you're over it and you've moved on, okay? And what I would tell you there is to spend a little bit more time dealing with your emotions, working them through, and perhaps not letting them erupt, you know, so easily, so often. But normally, you know, you're easygoing, happy to be around, happy-go-lucky, very lucky person. Your body heals a lot quicker than most people. Three energy, it's always like that. Now, what I would tell you about
your birthday
comes from. That what'd you say?
I said, so that's where it comes from.
Yeah, and you probably
that
look
quick
younger.
Healing.
Yeah, you heal quickly. You might even look younger than your age. Three,
mm-hmm.
That's one of the lucky things that comes with being a three. So.
Definitely.
Now, your birthday number is an 8. This gives you, this helps you out with your 3, because 3s are notoriously bad with money. They kind of like to, you're very scattered, and you rather have a good time than worry about how you're going to pay the rent. And threes are a little bit on the impulsive side, but your 8 birthday number helps to bring you a little bit more grounding with financial things. It can, you actually have the ability to run your finances, and this can help to make you a little bit more efficient. Threes, I'll tell you what, they're very creative, and so they flutter from thing to thing to thing. Maybe you have a lot of projects that don't get done because you're so creative, you get distracted easy. But the 8 is going to help to ground you and help you to be a little bit more efficient, a little bit more disciplined, a little bit more ambitious and wanting to achieve things. It's going to help you get things done. So the 8 really works out. It helps you out with that 3, because without discipline, you can't get a lot done, no matter how talented you are. Now, when I look at your challenges, I see that you do have a, early on in life, maybe, I don't know if, you had a problem with discipline, but your first challenge was a 4, which can be either being too disciplined or not disciplined enough. You've also worked through some challenges with self-esteem, with self-love. You've also, it's very possible that you didn't believe in your own abilities, how attractive you were to people. Maybe you weren't always comfortable being the center of attention, but you're working on that challenge in this lifetime. And I can tell you that the final challenge that you're in is a 5. So what this does for you at this time of your life is the change is going to come at you. A lot of surprising events, ups and downs, rounds and rounds. And you're being asked to be adaptable and very flexible when change comes in. That means don't change everything that doesn't suit you, but think about it, give it some thought. And you're going to have the opportunity to change things later on in life. You might have a lot of moving around to do. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work out for you.
Okay, so you're saying this is current and future, correct?
This is current right now, the 5 challenges
okay.
right now.
Okay.
Now, when I look at the pinnacle that you're in, let's see, you're exactly 50.
I'll be 54 in about 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, you've been through... Yeah, I know from ages 43 to 51, you're in an 11 pinnacle. That tells me that there was a time of spiritual growth for you. There may have been experiences that happened in your life, maybe even a loss or something difficult for you to overcome that may have brought you to consider the spiritual things a little bit more or brought you to that place a little bit stronger. It may have been a time of ungrounding for you, but there's a lot of soul searching going on in that pinnacle. At the age of 52, you switched over to a 4 pinnacle. So this time of your life, really, you're working on discipline. You're working on system and order. But I'm going to tell you that that challenge isn't going to make that easy for you because there's going to be a lot of ups and downs in your life. But you're being asked really to put your talents to use and to organize them and to make, you really do something concrete with them, build something, you're going to find it easier to accomplish things. You're working on financial security in this pinnacle. It may not seem as though you're getting rich quick during this time, but certainly you're slowly building, slowly progressing forward in your achievements and also in your financial security. That's what's going on with you in the fourth pinnacle. Now, the year that you're in this year is a three, so I don't know what you do creative. I mean, I'm hoping that you do something. This is a beautiful, beautiful year for you. It is your life path year. And so you really want to dream dreams this year. I want you to work on manifesting into your life those things that you want to bring into it. I mean, totally spend some time visualizing your future and dreaming those dreams. I want you to do as much creating as possible. Use your abundant talents with expression, and whether it's writing or dancing or singing or whatever it is, artistic things, if you work with them this year, it's really going to bode really well for you. This is a year for friendship as well, so you're going to have a lot of friends supporting you, a lot of social things going on. It might be a year that a friend significantly helps you out as well. So does that make any sense? Does that work for you, Michelle?
You've been very accurate.
Well, good. That's my job.
Consistently. Some of the things have already been in place, you know, as far as the gifts, the
right.
spiritual gifts. You know, those have been there all along. Yes, and I went through that period, that block of several years there up to 52,
sure.
where it was, let's say that was challenged.
Right,
okay.
right.
But there's been a progressive swing around, and with the way, you know, the energies are right now with eclipses and all this other stuff, there's a real drive to really work on that again, you know, and bring it to the forefront. And I am a very creative person in many areas.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Many. I don't sing. I don't do poetry. I don't like to write, but I'm very artistic. I'm very good with gardening. I can just pull. I have a lot of creative ideas. I just can pull a lot of things together. So
you really need to put them to the test, and you really need to get disciplined and work them out.
This
pinnacle is really going to allow you, because there may have been a lot of unfinished things in your life. This is the time of your life where you really can put your talents to use and finish things and really build some.
And see, I've been thinking of going in a different direction away from using my creative talents, and you're saying actually I should go back and focus on those.
Well, let's put it this way. You have to do, in order to manifest your dreams, you have to do what you love. And your life at this time is wanting you to be disciplined. It is wanting to pull you back down and ground you.
Mm-hmm.
But you really need to use your talents, and you need to work with them, because that's how you manifest your dreams. So you can be disciplined and still manifest your dreams, and that's what I'm trying to combine those two things.
Okay.
If you love being creative, if that fulfills you, if that brings you the greatest joy, if that's where you are grounded in happiness, that's what you need to use during this last pinnacle. The only difference is you're going to be able to be more disciplined and more focused and more able to bring all this creative ability through at this time in your life, okay? And that's
okay.
why I'm combining those two things.
Okay.
Okay? Now, if you want to consider, and I will just throw this out to you, a full reading, when I can actually look at your name, when I can actually bring that information in,
mm-hmm.
and also that enables me to look at your essences and look at your chart deeper, that even gives more information, and I can be more accurate when I'm looking at the total picture. But unfortunately, on the radio show, we really can't do that. So if you don't get a reading from me, at least explore that online somewhere, or get a book and try to figure it out for yourself, because that's really going to give you even more insight. But
okay.
certainly you can always contact me, and I'd be happy to do the rest of your chart for you.
Okay. Now, is the contact information on the website for the show?
Sure it is. Yes, it is.
Okay. Because right now I'm just looking at an email letter.
Well,
and
I pulled
up the letter, and it said call in, and I dialed, and he answered,
okay.
and here we are.
Well, you can just go to the show info page on BBS Radio for Visible by Numbers. It has all my contact information there, and I would, if not from me, from someone, or if at least get a book and explore it for yourself. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure, Michelle. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. All righty, then. All right. So now, where was I? Oh, I know where I was. One of the things that I wanted to say this evening is I really wanted to thank Chet Nichols of Magic Garage Productions for the delicious promo and intro that he did for Visible by Numbers. I cannot thank him enough for his creative efforts and how wonderful that promo turned out. I hope you all heard it. It's just great. And I want you to check out his website at www.chetnichols.net, or you can look at the show info page for more information about him and his work. And Chet, if you're listening, I just wanted to take a moment and thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. And I think we have another caller, do we? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's calling?
Oh, yeah. My name's Gary.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm all right. Basically, I wanted to ask you a simple question. I know a little bit about numerology myself. I believe I'm 33/17/1978. Excuse me?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
My question is, how did you break through and get like a show like this? I've been trying to contact sports teams with this type of information for years. And I've got far with it. I've been basically trying to show them how 11s are the best athletes, how people in their 70 year get hurt usually, and it's I don't understand what's going on because the information is always right, and yet no one listens.
I know, isn't it frustrating?
I've been trying to contact these teams. Like for instance, the a certain basketball team out there. I sent them a list of three players that would get hurt within a month's time. Every single one of them got hurt.
And, oh, I hear you.
And they still don't want to listen.
I absolutely hear you. I mean, I know that when I do charts and also I do a lot of pull people from television or from the news and I do their charts and I follow them. I do a lot of analyzing and I know what you're talking about. Everything is in perfect order. Stuff happens. And it happens at scheduled times. And you're absolutely right. You've got all this wisdom, all this understanding of numerology, and you've got to find the right people to listen. Well, let me tell you, nobody is going to listen until their soul is ready to listen. That's the first thing that I've learned. Quite often, people give gift certificates and say, oh, here's a numerology reading. Here's a gift. And you'll find that if you do that numerology reading for someone who never asked for it, they really do not understand it. They're not ready for it. It just kind of goes over their head. They don't know quite what to think about it. I've often thought, you know, along the lines of what you're thinking. What about, you know, you could take it a step further. What about lawyers? You know how they have where they have those jury experts that...
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, oh, my God, with a little bit of numerology, you
can... I don't believe, like, basically a psychiatrist can be a good psychiatrist without knowing numerology. I don't think a doctor should be a doctor without knowing a little bit about astrology.
Exactly.
That's just my personal, you know, opinion.
And I agree with you 100%. Now, how did I get the radio show? Well, let me tell you. When you turn something into a passion, when you love it as much as I love numerology, mm-hmm. and also the reason why I love numerology is because I see how healing it can be for people, how helpful, how insightful. And there's a great deal of my energy that wants to be of service, that wants to help people. So I take my passion, what I love, I take my desire to be of service to others, and all I know is I'm going to tell you this straight up. My head was so full of numerology that I thought it was going to explode. And I said my prayer one day, and I said, God, I am so full of this numerology, and what is it that you want me to do with it? Just show me, open a door, show me where you want to go, and I'll go in that direction. And they not only did a door get open for me, but it was a barn door. It was kicked wide open. And within a year, I was on in spiritual conferences, teaching numerology workshops, doing numerology readings for people all over the United States. From there, I had opportunities to write books, do more workshops. BBS is just an absolutely fantastic opportunity.
I you found a great radio station because
sure.
I've been on radio stations. People call me up, give me their birthday, and I'm not sure exactly how talented I am compared to you, but I know the basics, the year cycles, blah, blah. You know, I've figured out little things by myself, like people born in the 28th for some reason are very rich and always have been. It was just little things like that. No, honestly, Bill Gates.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right.
I figured, you know, that wasn't written in the books. I just, you know, you just go by analyzing people and, you know, by themselves and stuff like that.
Sure.
And
I see.
And can I ask what your birthday is?
You want to do my chart. Yeah, it's 10/6/53. You're going to find that I'm a 7 like
that.
Oh,
so you're born in the year of the snake like me.
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes perfect sense. Thanks.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Do you incorporate your astrology with numerology together, or do you do it separately?
No. I'm a firm believer that although both of them are very helpful and very insightful, I don't necessarily believe in combining them. I believe I really am a purist with numerology, with my interpretation of the numbers, I validate with astrology. I validate numerology with astrology, but I don't blend them when I do readings, no.
Okay, let me ask you this. Like, say, for instance, this is the year of the pig, and, you know, snakes, you know, don't do very good in the year of the pig.
Oh, yeah, humbra. Yeah, I know.
I understand that, but, like, say someone's going to, like, I'm personally in the 8th year, and, you know, I'm still waiting for the money to come, but, you know, that's a whole other story. It's just like I'm kind of thinking maybe if, you know, the 8th year was like more in a rooster year, maybe that would, you know, have more potential, or, you know, but because it's in the pig year and, you know, it probably isn't as strong, the energy, you don't go by that whatsoever?
Well, I have a tendency, let me tell you what I do. I'm rather an expert when it comes to essences and personal years.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever I'm looking for difficult times in a person's life, I concentrate on the essences, the transits, and the personal years. There's a great deal of information, very accurate information to be found there, and that's my specialty, and that's really where my forte is. And I don't really need the astrology to pinpoint those things.
I understand that.
To get it from the chart.
I definitely understand that.
But I do understand what you're saying about the year
it's just so frustrating, and I'm getting so frustrated with these people. I'm showing,
don't,
you know,
these,
I really do. I don't know. Maybe I just got a lot of, you know, nervous energy because I'm a 33. I'm not sure exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it's just like I'm getting really frustrated with these people. And
I'll tell you what. My email address is right there in my show info page.
Is on your show info page?
Yeah, sure. Toss me an email, and perhaps we can talk sometime, and I'll do my best to give you some direction.
I appreciate it.
I hear you, but I would just say, you know, you're a 33. You know what that means.
I know exactly what
you know
that
you
means.
Open that. You have an open channel to the spiritual. You throw that out there to them, and you say, I have a passion for this. I want to help people through my knowledge. I am asking you to open a door, show me a direction, show me the path, and allow it to happen. You need to allow it into your life.
I've meditated. I've done everything. It's to the point where I went to Vegas last year trying to find, you know, someone interested like this, and I was like, okay, fine. This isn't working. And whenever I go,
Where do you live?
I live in Cleveland, Ohio, and these people around here are so close-minded, it's ridiculous.
It could be that.
I don't know if it's the energy around here or something, but these people are very close-minded around here.
Well, you have to look at it like this. You're probably a light that anchors in that particular area where it's a little bit denser. Maybe there's not as receptive, and you're there for a reason. Your light is there for a reason. Whether or not you're doing numerology, astrology, or helping people, just your light in that area is there for a reason. As I said, why don't you just send me an email? Remind me about this conversation. Let me take a look, see where I can help you, because I have a lot of resources. I'll do what I can for you.
Okay?
Okay?
I appreciate it. Thank
you
very much.
It's been a pleasure
time
talking to you. And I absolutely respect and understand the craziness about your passion for numerology.
I'm getting very, very angry about this.
Never get angry.
That's probably not the right, you know, emotion to feel. But everything, every time I get close, something pushes me down, and I don't know what it is. Something's there pushing me down because I've been to the point, like back in 2004, I started doing this in 2004, and I went and I talked to this guy who was a general manager of a basketball team. We had a deal that I was going to start helping him out. And everything was intact. What happened? Someone else bought the team. The guy got fired.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just funny how it happens to me. But I'm sorry I took enough about your time, and I would definitely.
Well, I will say one thing to you, and this is what I would say. Timing is everything, and as you are well aware, I'm more and more pushing to a more spiritual philosophy, looking for an alternative to what has been conventional thinking. You're seeing it mainstreaming more and more every day. And what I would say to you is perhaps the timing wasn't right for a professional team to want to have a numerologist or consultant.
Back then, maybe, but I'm in my 8 year now. It doesn't
make sense
why it wouldn't happen now.
The time of the 2007, this time. Give it some time, and I think that pretty soon it's going to be mainstream. You will be mainstreamed, and I think your services are going to be in demand. So don't give up hope. And like I said, email me. I'll see what I can do.
I will. Thank you so much for your time.
You are so welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. All righty. The other thing that I wanted to discuss in between the phone calls is the Visible by Numbers newsletter. It's free, and it's yours for the asking, and all you have to do is email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and put the word newsletter in the subject line, and you are instantly signed up. Now, once a month, I publish this newsletter. It's on the subject of numerology. It's not only fun, but it's informative, too. It'll give you additional insights about numerology, and also link you to great websites. I recommend some great books. And I also want to let you know that if you sign up for the newsletter during this evening's show, I'm going to register everyone that signs up this evening for a drawing for free numerology reading. And I will contact the winner tomorrow by email. So, hey, great opportunity. You all that have been listening, you want the full reading, sign up for the newsletter. And, again, all you got to do is email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and put newsletter in the heading, and you'll automatically be signed up for the drawing, okay? Now, as I said, or as we've noticed, you never know. You know, some nights we have crazy phone calls all night long, readings all night long. Other nights, it's really quiet. But I do have the lines open all this evening for phone readings, and I would be happy to do a reading for you. All you got to do is give me your date of birth, and I can give you some really valuable insight just based on that. So those of you that are listening, if you want to call in for a reading, the toll-free numbers are, in the United States, it's 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, it's 1-888-810-8322. And in California, you can call direct at 530-876-3222. And you don't have to just call in for reading, although, as I said, I'd be delighted to do that for you. But, you know, if you have a question or need some direction like Gary did, I'd be happy to answer your questions as well. Okay. Now, the subject of tonight's show was really This Is Your Life. And what I really wanted to talk about is how powerful numerology can be. And, you know, basically, if someone was to give you instructions, an instruction manual to your life, would you be interested? If there were directions for an easier route in life, would you buy the map? If there was a magic ball that could tell your future, wouldn't you want to gaze into it? You know, from the minute you were born, wouldn't it have been nice to have a full understanding of who you are, what your talents and abilities were, what challenges you might face in life, and what your destiny is? Well, I'm here to tell you this evening that there is such a manual, there is such a roadmap, there is a crystal ball, and your personal numerology chart is the key to it all. It is an absolutely empowering experience to fully understand your numerology chart. And that's what this whole show is about. You know, it's to teach you about numerology, to demonstrate the power of numerology. It's incredible accuracy. People get readings week to week on the show, and they're always amazed and astounded by how accurate numerology can be. That's the whole purpose, is to teach you all that this is a really important tool that's available to everyone. Whether you learn it and teach it to yourself, or whether you just go get a numerology reading, it can empower your life. Numerology is the key to connect to your soul. The profound information your personal numerology offers brings about an awareness to your true potential and your life's purpose. Numerology allows you to explore the journey of your soul in this lifetime. Your date of birth and your name speak volumes about you as a person and as a spiritual being. The question is, are you ready to listen? Now, I've done thousands of numerology readings for people, and I can tell you this. So many people have told me that they wish they knew their numbers early on in life rather than what always seems to be later in life. People most often get readings, you know, when they're in their 40s or 50s. But sometimes it's almost better than a person lives a little bit before they actually get their numerology done, because having a certain amount of life experience seems to validate the information that's found in a numerology reading. It's never really too late to get a reading. Now, you know, I talked earlier to Gary about why I'm so passionate about numerology. And I really do look at numerology as a means to validate a person's life. I see it as a method to awaken them to their full potential. It teaches them self-love and acceptance. It helps to heal people from the past. It sets them back to center. It introduces them to their soul's purpose. And I think that it inspires them to reach their destiny. Now, I know that sounds like a tall order, but truthfully, numerology does deliver. It's extraordinarily accurate. And it's very meaningful when you have a really good numerologist that does your chart piece by piece. And when you see the full picture of your life and everything that numerology has to offer, it can really, as I said, be an empowering experience. Now, a lot of people ask me and about, you know, I do teach numerology workshops, and people have asked me, well, what can studying numerology do for me, or what can having a numerology reading do for me? I'd like to share this with you. For those of us in search of enlightenment, numerology is truly instrumental in our spiritual development. And I really truly believe that numerology raises our vibration, as it enables us to understand unconditional love. That love comes in the form of self-love, as well as unconditional love of our fellow brothers and sisters. Now, no matter what spiritual path you follow, beyond destiny is indeed love. Numerology shows us our talents and our downfalls, our challenges and lessons we are learning in this lifetime. And most importantly, it gives us insight into our being, and from that comes the self-love. Numerology also shines a light upon every person we come in contact in our journey. Through numerology, we are better able to understand that each person is working on a different lesson in life. Perhaps it's one that we've already learned, or perhaps it's a lesson that's yet to come for us. I mean, I know that I don't necessarily have to do each and everyone's chart to see this. It's just an understanding that numerology gives you this insight. It's what numerology teaches you. Ideally, we all wish that we never pass judgment on others. But in the moments that you do, you can reflect upon numerology and see that what is true for you is not necessarily true for others. They must walk their own path as you do yours. We all come here to learn, and each life path teaches us lessons. Those lessons are unique to the person leading that life. It would be next to impossible for two people to have the exact same chart, because they would have to have been born on the exact same day and be given the exact same name. And so in that sense, you all are indeed unique. Numerology can tell you your gifts, whether it's artistic talent or even psychic abilities. Most often, charts serve as an explanation for events in a person's life. Numerology can bring you clarity about your life and your destiny. I believe that numerology brings us all back to center, to the place that we belong. It better helps us to put our life into perspective, and it gives us guidance for the future. Numerology not only gives us insight into our lives, but also gives us guidance in how to overcome our challenges and lessons. Contained within a chart is valuable self-help tools. It's incredible the amount of information that a chart holds. When a challenge is presented in a numerology chart, so too a suggestion is made as to better help you to overcome it. Your chart holds your past. No matter what age you are, when you first see your chart, you can look back and know how it mirrors your past. If this is the case, then so too your numerology chart holds your future. And while I'm holding my future there, I'm going to hold that thought because I think I've got another caller. Hi there, who's calling?
Hi, my name's Cassandra.
Can you say your first name again?
Cassandra.
Hi, Cassandra.
Hi.
Would you like me to do a reading for you?
Sure.
Okay. What I need, Cassandra, is for you to give me your date of birth. Can you do that?
Yeah, it's April 24th, 79.
Okay. And you're exactly how old right now, Cassandra?
I will be 28 on the 24th.
Thanks. That saves me from doing the subtraction. Okay. Just give me a second. Okay. All right. All right, Cassandra. What I can tell you, using April 24th, 1979, that's correct, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. You're a nine-life path, and so what that tells me is that that's a very spiritual life path that you're leading. It really is going to draw you towards the metaphysical, to wanting to understand spiritual philosophy, because you're really an old soul, and there's something about your life this time that there's a completion. You're kind of raising yourself up to another elevation, another vibration spiritually. And it's very significant to have a nine life path. Now, when you are a nine life path, one of the things in your life that you're learning is unconditional love. And you may have a lot of experiences in your life with relationship and love itself. You can have difficulties with friends and family. Sometimes we often see with nine life paths that they might even have had difficult childhoods. But the purpose being is to teach you all about this unconditional love thing that you're working on.
Mm-hmm.
You have an abundance of talents and abilities with this particular life path. I would say that you probably have found that you're a little bit on the psychic side, that you have an understanding of very complex spiritual philosophy. It probably comes really easy for you. Have you experienced the psychic things yet in your life, Cassandra?
Actually, I was born psychic. I've been psychic since I was two.
Very good. Well, there you go, okay?
Yeah.
Because it's a very spiritual life path, and nines are psychic. I will tell you, John Edwards and James von Prague are nine life paths. I've had the opportunity to work with many, many psychics and mediums and channelers in my life, and I find that very consistently they're nine life paths, so you're very on target. Now, the one beautiful thing about the nine is that you have all the ability of all the other numbers, which means you're a leader, that you're very friendly, you have the gift of expression, you're artistic, you can write, you can speak, you're good with money, there's all kinds of disciplined. You're a visionary. There's all kinds of wonderful things that come with the nine energy because it actually contains all the energy of all the numbers. The one thing is that you probably have a desire to make this world a better place. You have a compassion for humanity. You care about your weaker brothers and sisters. You probably want to use your energy to help others. That's what the nine life path, that's where it wants to lead you. It's a very protected life path. It can be very protected financially even. And I would tell you that you must understand that you are a teacher. You must understand that you are a healer. And you must understand that there's something about your life this time that you've come to help humanity. Now, your birthday number is a 24, and this is telling me that there is a great deal of love of family and children and animals around you, care, love of home. This is another number that cares about family and the community, whereas the 9 life path is a citizen of the world. The 6, someone that has 6 energy, they care about the general area of where they live, their communities. So when you take the community and the world, basically you care about everybody, okay? There's no way to put it. Just everybody. It comes under the umbrella of where your love is. Mm-hmm. So you're a very loving and compassionate person that wants to be of service. I don't know if there is family issues or there have been family issues, but I would guess that there might be. Yeah. Now, I could tell that very early on in life, you are very, very sensitive. You're working with a 2 challenge. This is very empathic. If you don't understand the meaning of the word empath, you really need to look it up and understand it, because you are so psychic at this time that you actually are very sensitive to your environment. It's very important to have harmony around you and peacefulness. You absorb the energy of other people. You don't even have to talk to them, and you can pick up stuff from other people. You're very good at reading people. I mean, I could probably set down my phone and say, okay, now you read me, you know, because you feel my energy. I know you do. Yeah. That's what your 2 challenges are saying, okay? Your challenges are also indicating that you're an old soul, because you have a 0 challenge in there as well. So your soul basically, you know, as you come in, because you're an old soul, because you're worthy, because you have this wisdom that you come in, this spiritual wisdom, when you're living out your lifetime this time, you actually can bring to yourself, consciously choose to learn lessons in life, to elevate your soul understanding, okay? So because you're entrusted with that, that's what the 0 challenge means. You can actually bring to yourself more lessons than... With the rest of us, we have set lessons. You could actually bring to yourself as many lessons as you want, or if you want to sit back and have a pina colada and just rest, you can. It's up to you. That's what that 0 challenge is saying. Now, at 28 years, you're just moving out of this one pinnacle. So early on in life, I would have guessed that there was suppression of some sort for you, where you were trying to stand on your own 2 feet, where you're trying to understand your identity, we're trying to be an individual, and it may have been a little bit difficult for you early on in childhood. You're moving into the second pinnacle right now, and this transition time for you might have been quite difficult. It's always hard to transition out of one pinnacle into another. So this last year might have been a little, this year exactly, go moving into your birthday, a little tough for you. You're moving into a 5, and this is going to give you the opportunity for traveling, the opportunity for adventure, possibly for new experiences that you may not have had the opportunity to do earlier on in life. The 9 life path, generally, they're world travelers. I don't know if there's been a lot of travel in your life, but I'm going to tell you, coming up in this 5 pinnacle, there'll be more opportunity for you to go overseas, or not necessarily traveling in this particular country. You may change what you're doing during this pinnacle, but certainly you're going to be seeking out a lot of knowledge. You're going to be very curious. You're going to be experiencing many new things. Expect your life to be a little bit of a roller coaster from the age 28 until the age of 36. Okay? Mm-hmm. Anything that you do with writing or communicating in this pinnacle is going to bode very, very well for you. So if ever you've had the idea of communicating, doing, you know, talking to people, if you have a job that allows you to do that, it's going to work out really well for you. If you like to write, you're going to find that this is a great pinnacle for you to do some writing. 37 to 45, I see a 6 pinnacle coming in for you. This might be the time where you establish a family or very possibly establish your own business. But it's going to be a time where you're going to be surrounded by your family, children, teaching perhaps, maybe even doing some healing work. Your final pinnacle at age 46, I really see you as being a star, being pushed out into the public eye, possibly doing public speaking, being front and center and on stage, using your ability to communicate, because that's a 3. And generally we see when people go into 3 pinnacles, they get moved out in front of people in a bigger way, okay? Now, you're in a personal year this year. One, you're starting this new 9-year cycle, this five pinnacle that you're moving into. So I'm thinking that you're wanting or have planned on starting something new. You're going to have some new opportunities come to you. Maybe you've just started a new dream, a new job, or a new direction. But you're in this process of this 9-year pinnacle right now. And this is the year where you begin the dream of what you want to bring into your life and see it grow and see it manifest and see it come to fruition over the next 9 years. This is a very important year for you to be very decisive, to be very ambitious, to reach out for some new opportunities. Now, is all that making sense to you, Cassandra?
It all makes sense. Yep. It does.
Was it helpful?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very helpful. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. I met you through a friend.
What'd you say?
I met you through my friend Terry.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good.
You know her.
Yes, I do. I do.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Cassandra. Appreciate
it.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. The one thing about doing on-air readings is always figuring out where you were when you answered the phone. So if you just give me a second. I was going over what numerology can do for a person. And I do remind everyone that's listening, I am wide open for calls this evening. If you want to call in like Cassandra did, like Gary did, and also like Michelle, hey, you're welcome to. I talk about things in between calls, but I'm happy to do readings. I'm happy to answer your questions about numerology. Let me give you the toll-free numbers here, okay? Toll-free in the USA, it's 1-877-876-5227. If you're calling from Canada, the number is 1-888-810-8322. And if you're calling from California, call direct at 530-876-3222, and I would be very happy to do a reading for you if you want to call in. And in the meantime, I'll get back to my train of thought where I was before the last caller. I was, again, talking about numerology, and I was mentioning, one of the last things that I was saying is, just like I was saying that the chart holds your past, it doesn't matter what age you first have your numerology done. You're able to look back and see how events in your life and what the numerology is saying, they mirror each other. And knowing that, then, it really is helpful because the numerology chart will also take a look at your future and where you're going. And so it's really nice to be able to validate your past through your numerology because that really kind of gives you a direction of where you're headed in life by looking at the future numbers that are coming up in your chart. Now, I sincerely encourage everyone to gain an understanding of numerology and to apply it to your spiritual path. Learning to calculate the numbers, it's not complex. I mean, people tend to think that numerology is math. It's not math. Adding and subtracting, that's all you need to know. Numerology is understanding the spiritual meanings of the numbers. It's not about math. So it's not complex. It just requires simple addition and subtraction. Understanding the numbers eventually becomes a second language for you. And in time and with use, the subtle nuances of numerology become clear to you and you begin to interpret a chart as a whole rather than on a number-by-number basis. The one thing I know in certainty is that the more that I know about numerology, the more I realize there is to learn. I mean, it's a continuing journey that can only take you further along your path to enlightenment if you take up the study of numerology. It's really a wonderful thing. And I also know that a person who vibrates in perfect balance to their energy, that energy that's defined by their numerology, has indeed learned to live according to their higher self. Hi, good time for a question. Hi, who's calling?
Hi, this is Richard. And
hi, Richard.
Nicole. Hi, Susan.
Hi, and Richard, would you like for me to do your reading for you?
Yes, please.
Richard, are you? Do you have the radio on right there next to you?
I'm by the computer. I'll walk away from it.
That would be good because I'm getting a little bit of feedback there.
Okay.
All right, Richard, can you give me your date of birth, please?
May 30th, 1967.
So we have May 30th, 1967. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, super. Let me take a quick look here. I've only got 3 minutes here, but I'm going to do my best for you, okay?
Thank you.
And if not, you can call back another night, and I'll be happy to do this for you. Okay. Interesting. You're an old soul, Richard. I could tell that by your challenges. Very old soul. And you're also very empathic. In the sense that you too feel the energy of people around you, and you, especially when you were younger in life, this might have been a little bit overwhelming for you. You might have been very sensitive. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Right, because you really, when you were young, this was a big deal for you. Might have made you a little shy, or you know, maybe not want to get into the spotlight, or made you withdraw. But you definitely have. You can feel energy around you, and it can have a tendency to push you around a little bit. I can tell that immediately. Your life path says that you're four, and this is very good in the sense that you're very disciplined, very honest, sincere person with a good sense of values, very hardworking, very efficient, very good with details, an excellent manager, good with organization. Home and family are important to you, and building a secure financial life, very important for you. Your birthday number has massive creative ability. It's a 30. And that's saying times 10, you know. You are a very creative individual. You have a gift with words, the ability to write and talk. And you probably might have a little problem with that discipline from time to time because this is a very expressive number, very, very expressive, and it does give you creative ability. Do you do things creative, Richard?
I'm sorry?
Do you do artistic things or creative things?
Yeah, usually I have to paint when I'm really down.
Good. Well, I want you to keep doing that because you have that wonderful gift with artistic ability. So that's good that you paint. I really, really am so sorry, but I would love to do your reading. And I'll tell you what, by all means, I have to cut. It's time for the show to end, and I just can't. So if you will email me, my email address is right there on Visible by Numbers, Richard.
Okay.
Email me. Send me your information, and I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll do the rest of your reading off air, okay? How's that sound?
Thank you so much. I appreciate
you are,
it.
You are very welcome, Richard. Just email me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Goodbye, Nicole.
Thanks for
thank
calling.
You. Bye.
Bye. Okay, everybody, it is time for me to head on out. So what I would tell you all is thank you, everyone, for calling. Thank you, BBS, for the opportunity to be on tonight. I want you all to stay tuned for News for the Soul with Nicole Whitby. And I also wish you all peace, love, and abundance. It was wonderful being with you this evening, and I'll see you again next week.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.